So five lines to the bottom on Hamad Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanya Rishu Ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'chulam L'Nasan Ela Alei Dei Yisurin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us three gifts, and they were only given to us through affliction, through Yisurin. Eluin, Torah V'Eretz Yisrael V'Ho'olam Haba. So the Gemara says, how do you know these three things? Torah Minayin, Shenemar, it says in Tehillim, Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiyasirenu Ka Mitorah Schas Alam Eden. Right? Praise, this is the Pasuk that the Gemara quoted yesterday, that praiseworthy is the person that Hashem afflicts, and he learns his Torah, meaning that the Torah is only acquired through affliction. Eretz Yisrael dichsev ki kasher yaser ish as beno Hashem alokecha miyasereka. Right, it says that in Parshas Ikev that just as a Kaddish Baruch Hu just as a man afflicts his son, right, or punishes his son, so to a Kaddish Baruch Hu afflicts us. That's the way that we acquire Eretz Yisrael. And then the Gemara says uchsev batzrei. It says afterwards ki Hashem alokecha meviyacha el eretz tova. So can follow up and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore you see that Eretz Yisrael is only acquired with affliction. And then finally, Ha'olam Abadich Siv, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or V'Derech Chayim Tochechos Musar. It says in Mishlei that the mitzvah is compared to a candle and Torah is compared to light. And the way of life is through receiving Musar. Meaning if you want to get to life in Olam Haba, you have to experience the Musar that a person gives. In other words, the Tochecha, the reprimand and the Yisurin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu administers. And Gemara says, Tani Tana Kameh Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Osi B'Torah V'Gnilas Chasadim, Kover as banav mochan and loal kovnas going on the top of Hamad Beis. Right, the Gemara says that if a person involves himself in Torah in Chesed and a person buries his children, so then he's forgiven for all of his chatayim. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlam Torah Gmilas Chasadim Dichsev beChesed veEmes Chuparavon Chesed Zog Gmilas Chasadim Shenemar Rodev Tzedakah veChesed Yimtzachayim Tzedakah veChavod." Right, so I understand how you could say that if a person involves himself in Torah and Chesed, he's forgiven for all of his chatayim. So because when it comes to Torah, the pasuk says bechesed veemes yichupar avon, that through chesed and emes, so your sins are forgiven. So chesed, Gemara points out, refers to gemilas chasadim, right? Especially from the pasuk in Mishlei, and emes refers to Torah. The Gemara says emes zo Torah, shenemar emes kenevi altim kor. Mishlei, the pasuk says you should acquire truth and don't sell. In other words, that's a reference to Torah. Elakover es banim. And how do you know that if a person buries his children, that that's also a way to get kapara? So the Gemara says tanali ahu savim yishum Rav Shmuel ben Yochai. This older person taught in the name of Rav Shmuel ben Yochai. Asya avon avon with gzeira shava, right? Ksiv hacha, it says bechesed veemes yichupar avon, right? The pasuk in Mishlei says that through chesed and emes you're going to be forgiven for your sins. Ksiv hasam, it says sefer Yirmiya mushalim avon avos elchik b'nehem, says that you're going to be paid back for the chatayim of the fathers by the children. Meaning when you bury your children, so the Gemara says that's a way that you're going to affect kapara. Am Rabbi Yochanan negayim ubanim inan yisurin shal ahava. The Gemara says that a person who gets tsaras or a person who buries his children, those two things don't constitute Yisurin Shel Ahava. In other words, as you mentioned yesterday, right, Yisurin Shel Ahava is an example of something where a person is on such a high level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only afflicts him, not because he deserves it, just because Hashem feels so close to him that he wants to afflict him and maybe purge him of any tiny hate that he has in this world in order to make him ready for the next world. So the Gemara says these two things do not constitute Yisurin Shel Ahava. I'm going to ask, Suna Gaim Lo, is that really true that Saras does not constitute Yisurin Shel Ahava? The Hasani, the Brisa says, Kol mi sheyesh bo echad me'arba, maros negayim halalu einon ela mizbeach kapara. The Gemara says that if a person has any of the four shades of tzaras, again, they're getting into the specifics of what that means, but basically there are different shades and different colors or different skin colorations that constitute tzaras. So the Gemara says if a person has any of those colorations on his skin of tzaras, so that's, the Gemara says, Einon ela mizbeach kapara, that's considered to be a form of kapara. So the Gemara says, you're right, mizbeach kapara havu yisurin shel avalo. Yes, you're right, that's a form of kapara, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's yisurin shel avalo. It doesn't necessarily make it on this madrig, on this level, that it constitutes yisurin shel avalo. That's one answer. If Iba, you say another answer, halat v'halahu. The Gemara distinguishes between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. If a person has tzaras and Eretz Yisrael, so then he's not only there are certain nafkaminas lahalach, he's kicked out of the machaneh, right? There's certain, he has to go outside of the camp. So then that's considered a regular yisurin. But if it's in Bavel, so there's no real nafkamina lahalach if you have tzaras outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then it's only going to be yisurin shalava. If you buy a third answer, habit sin habit farhesed. The Gemara says, oh, a further distinction would be whether the tzaras is public or private. Can I see it? Is it noticeable on your skin or not? So that would also be a distinction whether it's yisurin shalava or not. The Gemara asks, Ubanim lo, is it really true that if a person loses his children, that's not called Yisurin Shel Ahava? Heichidami. So what would be the case? But Ilema da Hava Luhuva Meisu, if you're going to tell me the case was where a person had children, then his children died, the Hamar Rabbi Yochanan Dein Garma da Sira Abir. Right, Rabbi Yochanan used to go around when he would be Menachem Avel to people who lost their children, he would say, this is the bone of my 10th child. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 of his children, and in order to comfort people who had lost their own children, he would go around showing them, this is the bone of my children. So Rashi explains, he says that there's no way that Rabbi Yochanan, who was such an Adam Gadol, such a chasha person, would ever experience anything other than Yisurin Shel Ahava. Right? In other words, there's no way that any of Yisurin he that he experienced were actually because he deserved them. So therefore, don't you see that if a person loses their children, they do in fact, right, that does constitute Yisurin Shel Avot. So the Gemara says, you're right, right? The difference is, if a person never had children in the first place, so that's considered to just be, that would just consider to be Yisurin. But if a person had children and then lost them, that's called Yisurin Shel Avot. That's the case in our Gemara. Fine. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Chalash. You're right. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba fell ill. All agame Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him, to be Mvakar Chola. Amar Le, so he asked him, Chavivin Alecha Yisurin, right? Are Yisurin something that you like? Or in other words, do you enjoy experiencing Yisurin? Amar Le, so he said, Lohin Velo Skar. I don't want the Yisurin, and I don't want the reward that comes along with the Yisurin. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Havli Yadcha, give me your hand. Yahavli Yadeva Ukme. So he gave him his hand, and somehow he was able to revive him, and he healed him. Rabbi Yochanan Chalash. Then Rabbi Yochanan became ill. So Ola Gabe Rabbi Chanin. Rabbi Chanin went to visit him. Amar Lei, so he asked the same question. Chaviv and Alecha Yisurin, right? Do you enjoy the experience of Yisurin? So Amar Lei, he says, Lohin Velo Scharan. So Amar Lei, so he says, Havli Yadcha, Yahavli Yadeva Ukme. So then Rabbi Chanina healed Rabbi Yochanan. So asks the Gemara, Am I Lokim Rabbi Yochanan Lanashi? Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just heal himself? Right? Rabbi Yochanan was the guy in the last story who healed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So how come Rabbi Yochanan couldn't just heal himself? So the Gemara says, Amrei ein chavush matir atzmo mibeso asrum. A guy cannot get himself out of prison. So even though Rabbi Yochanan had the ability to heal Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, but he couldn't heal himself. Right? If a person's locked in prison himself, he can't unlock himself from prison. He has to get somebody else to get him out. Rabbi Eliezer chalash. Rabbi Eliezer fell ill. Ola gabi Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him. Chaza the hava kagani bevayis afel. He saw that Rabbi Eliezer was lying in a dark house. So what happened? Galye ledari venafal nahora. So Rabbi Yochanan uncovered his forearm, and light fell all over the house. So Chazi the Hava Kabachi Rabbi Eliezer. He sees that Rabbi Eliezer is crying. So Amar Litz Rabbi Yochanan says, "Amai Kabachis? What are you crying about? Imishum Torah de lo afash. If it's because you're afraid you're going to die, and therefore you're not going to be able to learn more Torah, he says, don't worry about it. Shaninu the Mishnah says, the end of Menachos Sechad Amar Bevechad Amamru Bavachi Chavin Libul Hashemayim. So who cares how much Torah you learn? Because at the end of the day, it only matters what your kavana is. In other words, whether you learn a little, whether you learn a lot, as long as you have the proper intention. The Imishum is zoning. If you're crying because you're not going to be able to make proper parnasa anymore. Okay, so what? Local Adam Zocha L'Shtei Shulchanos. Not every person in the world is Zocha to have, you know, Parnasa in this world and also get to Olam Haba. So he says, therefore, you know, don't go crazy. Don't worry about that. So he says, and he says, V'im Yishum Beni. And if you're concerned about the fact that, you know, that you've lost your children, so he says, don't worry about that either. Dein Garma Das Yirabir. This is the bone of my tencha. As we mentioned before, Rabbi Yochanan used to go around being Menachim Avil, people who lost their children, by pointing out that he himself had lost 10 of his children. So he says, don't worry about any of these things. What's the big deal? What are you crying about? So Amar Leis, so Rabbi Leis said, no. Well, Hashufra de Bali ba Afra Kabachin. I'm crying because you, Rabbi Yochanan, your beautiful image is going to rot in the earth, meaning your death is imminent. You're going to die soon. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan says, Al Davade Kabachas. He says, that's a good reason to cry. Apparently, the previous three reasons weren't good enough to cry, but this was, but him, you know, his beautiful image rotting in the earth, that was a reason to cry. Ubachu Travai, and both of them cried. In the meantime, Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Chaviv and Alecha Yisurin. So the same question we asked before. Amar Leis, he says, no, Lohin Velo Schar, I don't want the Yisurin and or the Schar. Amar Leis, Havli Yadcha, give me your hand. So Yavli Yadeva Okme. So again, he revived him. The verse says, Rav Huna takifuli arba mea dani de chamra. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine that had all turned into vinegar. They all went bad. Ola gabe Rav Yehuda achua de Rasala Chasida v'Rabanan. So he went to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rasala Chasida, and the Rabanan. Va'amri lo Rav Adab Rav v'Rabanan. Va'amru leila ayin mar b'mili. So they gave him musr. They said to Rav Huna, you should do a cheshbon nefesh and figure out why all your wine turned to vinegar, because this didn't just happen. Stop, right? Clearly, you did something wrong that warranted your wine turning into vinegar. So Amar lehu. So Rav Huna said, Umi chashin nabe. Do you suspect me of doing some sort of an avira that's why all my wine turned to vinegar? So Amar lehu. So they fired back at him. They said, what do you mean, mi chachu kutcha brichu d'avadi? Well, you think Kodesh Baruch Hu just turned your wine into vinegar for no reason at all? Obviously, there was something that you did that warranted your wine turning into vinegar. So Amar Lehu, so Rav Huna said, "Iikaman deshmiya alai milsa lema." If there's anyone here who's heard something wrong that I've done, let me know. So Amar Lehu, they said, "Hachi shmiya," and this is what we've heard about you. The lo yahiv mar shvisha la arisa. You don't give the proper portion of grapevines to your sharecropper. The halacha is that if I hire a person to work my field for me, so there are different types of contractual agreements you can go in with the person. So one form of that. It's called an aris. An aris means a sharecropper. So let's say, for example, I hire Reuven to work my field, but instead of paying him cash, I say you could take a third of the crops that you grow, whatever it is, right? So that's called an aris. So he said to Rav Huna, you've held back giving your sharecropper the proper amount of the grapevines that you promised him. So Amar Lehu, Rav Huna says, what do you mean? Mika shavik li midi minei hakaganev lekule. He says, Yeah, but the sharecropper's stealing all my stuff. So of course I'm not going to give him, you know, his proper share of whatever of the grapevines because he's stealing everything from me. So why should I give him more? So Amru Le, they say Ahainu Damri Inshin. That's what people say. Basar Ganva Ganov V'Taima Taim. He says that people, you know, steal from the Ganav and they taste the food that they've stolen. In other words, they were saying about Rav Huna. He's saying yes, it's true that the guy stole from you, but that's not justification for you to hold back the wages that you owe him. So Amr Lehusu, he says, Kabilna alai diahivnali. So he says, okay, good, I'm gonna be makabal myself from now on to give him his proper share, even though he's stealing from me. So Ika da Amre Hadar Khalava Havakam. So some say that the vinegar turned back to wine. Ika da Amre, some say Yakar Khalav is Dabam in the Khamra, that the value of vinegar shot up so much that it was worth the same as wine. Where it says, Tanya Abba bin Yamin Omer, Al Shnei Devarim Hayisi Mitztayer Kol Yom. There were two things that had always bothered me my whole life, or that I was very particular about. Al Tfilasi Shetehe Lifnei Mitasi, V'al Mitasi Shetehe Nesuna Bein Tzafon LaDarum. Number one, that my tefillah should be next to my bed. And we pointed this out yesterday, right? We go to Macholkes, right? According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he holds that tefillah is be'emtza tikkun. In other words, that your Shemona Esrei have to be sandwiched in between Shema. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Shema comes after Shemona Esrei and Mariv, so all the Shemona Esrei you say during the course of the day have to be sandwiched between the two Shemas. Because he says the Shema have to be right after you get up. In other words, one of the first tefillahs you say after you get up, and also the last tefillah you say before you go to sleep. That's what it means, next to your bed. In other words, that the Shema has to be right next to the time that you wake up and before you go to sleep. And the second thing he was makbed about was that his bed should be positioned from north to south. So the Gemara explains, Al-Tfilasi, Shetahelef Nemitasi, My Lif Nemitasi. What does that mean? Ilim Lif Nemitasi, Mamash. If it means that he has to literally say Shema or say tefillah in front of his bed, the Ha'amar of Yehuda Amaravi, Tamar Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Minayim Espalo Shalom Yehe Dover Chotzeitz Beino Levenakir. How do you know that if a person's davening, you're not allowed to have something that's interposing, that's acting as a chatzitza, as a separation between you and the wall? Shenamar, it doesn't say for Yeshaya, Vayasev Chizkiyahu Panav Al HaKir Vayispalel. Chizkiyahu faced the wall and daven, implying that there was nothing between him and the wall. So you can't have anything, right, like for example, like a bed interposing between you and the wall. So the Gemara says, you're right, Lo Teimel Lifnei Mitasi doesn't mean literally in front of the bed. Ela'ima Samach Lemitasi. In other words, it means that you're supposed to daven, you know, close to the time that you get up or right before the time you go to sleep. Then the second thing was Vial Mitasi Shetehena Suna Bein Safa. We said that the bed should be positioned from north to south. If a person positions his bed from north to south, he'll merit to have male children. It says in Tehillim, right? So the word utzfuneich literally means something which is hidden. If you keep something hidden inside of you, so then you're gonna merit to have children, to have male children. But the Gemara darshes the word utzfuneich as in the word safon, as in if you position your bed from north to south, so then you're gonna be zochet to have male children. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, your wife also won't have miscarriages. It says utzfuneich tmali v'etnam. It says in Parshas Vayeshev v'yim l'uya mehaloledes hinei somim b'vietnam. We're talking about This is Parshas Toldos. When it's talking about Rivka, when she was pregnant with Yaakov and Esav, so it says that her days were filled up and she had twins in her womb. So therefore, he says, you see that if you position your bed in that way, your wife also won't have a miscarriage. So it says Tanya Abba ben Yamin Omer Shnayim Shenichnasu Lehispalel. Two people go into daven. V'kadam Echad Mehem Lehispalel. One guy starts that, you know, is davening before the other guy. He's going to finish before the other guy. Follow him to Nes Chaveru, and he doesn't wait for the other guy to finish davening. V'yatsa, and he leaves shul before the other guy. Torfin lo tefilas b'fanav. His tefila gets torn up in his face. Torah nafsho ba'apo halama'an chatei hazev aretz. It says in Eov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tear up your tefillah. He says because of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leaving the world. In other words, he's going to forsake us because we don't wait around for the other guy to finish davening. You also cause the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, it says also in Eov, it says vayatek tzur mimekomo. It says that the rock has left its place. Vein tzur el HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenemar tzur yolad chateshi. Tzur, the rock, is always a reference to Hashem. What's your reward if you wait around for the guy to finish davening? So Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Zocha lebrachos halal. You merit all these brachos. Shenemar, Lu hikshavta lemitzvosai vahikin har shlomich v'tzirkaseich galei hayam vahikin chol zarich v'tzetzo eimeyacha. It says in Yeshaya that if you were only to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos, so he would overflow you with brachos like the rivers and like the waves of the ocean, like the sand of the beaches, right? All those things. He's gonna give you all sorts of brachos. Tanya Abba ben Yamin Omer, El Malay Nitna Rishus La'ayin Liros, Ain Kobriya Yecholo La'amod Mehamazikin. If the eye were able to perceive and to see everything around it, we would not be able to withstand all of the demons and all of the things like that that are surrounding us. Amrabai Inu Nefishe Minan, that the demons are so numerous, there are so many more of them than us. The Kaimi Alan Ki Kisla La'ugya, they surround us like a moat that you dig around like a furrow. In other words, when you're digging an area around like a patch of a vineyard, so you like dig out this area, so it says that the demons surround surround us in that way, the same way that this like furrow surrounds the vineyard. Amar Rav Huna, kol chad v'chad minan alfa mismalei v'rivavasa mimine. There are 1,000 on the left and 10,000 on your right. Amar Rava, hayduchka dahave bekala minayuhave. If a person, let's say, is at a public shear and he feels that his clothing are starting to get worn out, so you know that it's the demons that are rubbing out the clothing. Hani birke deshali minayuhan minayu. So if your knees start to get worn out and they start to get tired, it's because of them. Hani mani derabana debalu mechufya dedu. And if the cloaks of the rabbis start to get worn out also, it's because the demons are rubbing against it. Hani kari de menakfa minayu. And if your knees are banging together, it's because of them. Hai man debay lemeida lehu. If you want to know them, or know what they look like, lise kitman ihila venihadar apur. You take a tube of ashes and put it underneath your bed. If it's safra chazik, kikari tarnagol, in the morning you'll see chicken legs. That's how you know that you're seeing demons. Hai man debay lemechzinu. If you want to actually see them, let's do the entire thing. Lise shal yasa de shunrasa uchmasa bas uchmasa buchrasa bas buchrasa. Take the placenta of a female black cat, the firstborn black cat, the daughter of a female firstborn black cat. The likle benura velishchake. Then burn up the placenta, or burn it, and then grind up the placenta in a tube. The limali enimine, put the ashes of that in your eyes. The chazilu, then you'll be able to see the demons. The lishadi begufsa deparzala, but you should put the ashes inside of an iron or a copper tube. The lichteme begushpanka deparzala, and seal it with a copper seal. Dilma ganve mine, lest somebody come to steal the ashes from you. The lachdom pume, and you should seal up the tube. Kihichi de lalitzak, this way no one gets harmed. The Gemara says, Rabbi Barabai Avarachi, he tried this. Chaza ve'itzak, he saw demons and he was injured, he was harmed, he was almost killed as a result. Bo Rabbanan Rachme Elev, he does it. The Rabbanan David for him, and he was eventually healed. Tanya Abba ben Yomin Omer, Ain't Tfilah Shaladam Nishmas Elam Beis Sakanesis. A person's tefillah is only answered in a shul. Shenemar, Pasuk says, and say from Malachim, Lishmoa El Harina Viela Tfilah, Vimkom Rina Shum Tehei Tfilah. In the place of rejoicing, namely in a Beis Knesses, that's where your tefillahs are answered. Amar Ravin Baravadam Rav Yitzchak, Minayin Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Matsu Beis Sakanesis. I know that Hashem is found inside of a shul. Shenemar says, and we say this in the Yomim, in the Yom HaTuesday, Pasuk comes to Tehillim, Elokim Nitzav Va'adas Kel. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands in the presence of Dayanim. U'minayin La'asar Shem Espalel and Sheshchinim. When 10 people are davening, the Shechina is with them. Shenamar Elokim Nitzav Va'adas Kel. U'minayin L'shlosha Sheyoshim B'din Sheshchina Imam. When 3 people are judging a case, that the Shechina is there also. Shenamar Bekerav Elokim Yishpot. Right, so they're in the presence of Dayanim. When 2 people are learning Torah, the Shechina is there. Shenamar, it says in Sefer Malachi, Oz nidberu yirei Hashem ish ureyehu vayakshev Hashem. It says that when 2 people are talking to each other, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there listening. Then the Pasuk continues, Mayu l'chosh shvei shmo. The Pasuk ends off in Malachi and says to those who consider HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, what is that referring to? Amar Avashi, chashav adam lasos mitzvah v'nenas v'lo asah, ma'ala alav akosav kilu asav. A person wants to do a mitzvah, and then something happens beyond his control, he's not able to perform the mitzvah, so he gets the schar as if he had done the mitzvah. Even if one person is learning, the Shechina is there with him as well. It says in Parshat Yisro, it says that wherever you proclaim the name of Hashem, so Hashem will be there to bless you. That's in the singular. It says Azkir in the singular. So even one person, even if one person is there, the Shechina will be with there as well. Will be with him as well. So the Gemara asks, so if the Shechina is there when there's one person learning, so then obviously he's there when 2 people are learning. So what's the Chiddush of the Gemara of saying that the Shechina is there with 2 people? So the Gemara says, "Trei michtav anilai v'sefer azichronos chad lo michtav anilai v'sefer azichronos." When there's 2 people, not only is the Shechina there, but the Shechina is also recording in some kind of book of Chronicles. He's recording all of your actions. When there's only one person learning, the Shechina is there, but he's not writing down what's going on. So the Gemara asks, so if the Shechina is there and writing down what you're doing when there's 2 people, so Kal v'chomer when there are 3 people, so what's the Chiddush of 3? So the Gemara says, Ma'u desei madina shloma ba'almahu v'lo asya Shechina kamash v'lo dedina nami right. The dinanami hainu Torah. So the Gemara says no. That in other words, not only is the Shechina just there to give you some sort of a peaceful judgment, but he's also going to be judging you for a lack of Talmud Torah. So the Gemara asks, v'chimeyakar dafilu tlasa asar mibayis. So what's the chiddush of 10? So the Gemara says asar kadma Shechina va'asya tlasa adi asve. That when there are 10 people, the Shechina comes before the 10 people even enter the shul. The Shechina is waiting for them. When there are only 3 people there who are learning or on a court case or whatever, so the Shechina waits for the 3 of them to come and then the Shechina comes in afterwards. Am Rabbi Yavin Bar Rav Adam Rabbi Yitzchak. When I say Hakadosh Baruch Hu miniach tefillin, I know that Hashem puts on tefillin. Shene Amar, it says in Yeshaya Nishba Hashem Bimino Zeroa Uzo. Hashem swore by His right hand by the strength of His arm. So what does that mean? Bimino Zo Torah Shene Amar Bimino Ech Daslam. So His right hand is a reference to Torah. Uvizeroa Uzo Elu Tefillin. Shene Amar Hashem Oz LaAmo Yitim. That's an allusion to tefillin. How do you know that tefillin are considered strength for the Jewish people? The Chsev says in Parshas Kisavo, "V'ra'u kol amei haaretz kishem Hashem nekra alecha v'yaru umimeka." Right, the nations of the world will see the shame Hashem on you, and they're going to fear you. V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Agad alomer, elu tefillin shavarosh. That pasuk is alluding to the tefillin shavarosh. Therefore, you see that tefillin is really the way that we express our strength towards the other nations of the world. So, Amar le'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, le'Rav Chiya bar Avin, hani tefillin demari alma maksivu. What's written in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's tefillin? So, he says, Hashem praises the Jewish people for being unique amongst all the nations of the world. So asks the Gemara, does Hashem really praise Himself through the praise of the Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara says, He does. It says in Parshas Kisavo, as Hashem ha'amarta hayom, v'Hashem ha'mircha hayom, that Hashem elevates and glorifies Himself through the Jewish people. So Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem asisini chativa achas ba'olam, you made me unique in this world. You made me singular in this world. I'm going to make you a special place in this world as well. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Meaning you made me singular and unique by proclaiming me as the one and only God. I'm going to make you unique in this world. You're the one singular, unique nation in this world. So right? So in other words, that explains what's written in one of the batim of Hashem's tefillin. What's written in all the other batim of Hashem's tefillin? So Amar Leis, so he says, Kimi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, ashrecha Yisrael, ohani so elokim, usitecha elyon. These are all psukim throughout Sefer Devarim that all express the greatness of Klal Yisrael, all in different ways. So the Gemara says, Iyahachi, that Hashem has too many batim in his tefillin. Hashem has five batim, not four, right? We know the standard for a shalosh is to have four batim, not five. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara says that Ella, Kimi Goy Gadol, Umi Goy Gadol, the Damin Lahadade, Bechad Beisa. So those two psukim in Ve'eschanan are very similar to each other. So those two psukim, Kimi Goy Gadol and Umi Goy Gadol, are in the same bias. And Ashrecha Yisrael, Umi Ka'amcha Yisrael, are also Bechad Beisa. Oh, Ani Yisrael Lukim, Bechad Beisa, Lesitcha Elio Bechad Beisa. So that's the breakdown of the four batim. One of the batim just incorporates two psukim together, going to the top of Vavam Beis. V'chulu Ksive Ba'adare. They're all written in Hashem's Shalyad, because we know the Shalyad only has one bias. Right, there's only one bias in the Shalyad, and there's one cloth that has all the parashiyos written on it, as opposed to the Shalrosh, which has four separate compartments. Amar Ravin bar Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak. Kol haragil lavo lebeis haknesses velo ba yom echad. See, a person typically comes to shul and then one day doesn't show up. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashabu. Hashem inquires of him, meaning he's trying to figure out why didn't he show up today to shul. Shenemar mivachem yirei Hashem shomea bekol avdo asher halach chashichim vein nogalo. Meaning Hashem looks at those people who fear Him, who listen to his mitzvos, and He sees one day that they're not here. He's trying to figure out, you know, why, how come they didn't show up to shul today? So im ledvar mitzvah halach no galo. If the reason why they didn't show up to shul is because they were doing some sort of mitzvah, so good. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that's fine. The im ledvar harishus halach ain no galo. But if the reason why they didn't show up to shul was not for a mitzvah, was just stam, they didn't want to show up to shul, so then Hashem is not gonna forgive them. Yiftach b'shem Hashem my taima mishum to have le'levtoach b'shem Hashem v'lo batach. He should have sworn, in other words, he should have relied on Hashem to provide. Let's say the guy went out to go, you know, to go work, go make money. As a result, he missed minyan. He missed davening in shul because he was trying to make money. So Hashem says, you should have relied on me that I could have helped you out with parnasa, and instead you missed davening in shul. So therefore, Hashem says, I'm not going to forgive you for that. Hashem comes to shul and doesn't find a minyan of people, he gets angry. Why did I come and there's nobody here? Basically, essentially, Hashem says, right, I'm coming into shul and there's no one davening here. So Hashem gets very angry when that happens. If a person has a makom kavua, a set place for his tefillah, so the God of Avram, right, is going to be there to help him. When that person dies, right? So they say that he was humble or he was a pious person, and he was one of the talmidim of Avram Avinu because he made a makom kavua in shul. But Avram Avinu himself had a makom kavua. Gemara says Dichsev Vayashkem Avraham Baboker El Hamakom Asher Amad Sham. It says that Avram got up in the morning to the place which he stood. Vein Amida El Tefila Shemar Vayamod Pinchas Vayfalel. Right, we know that the term Amida always is an allusion to Tefila, to davening, as we see from the pasuk in Tehillim. So therefore, you see that such a person is called a Talmid of Avram Avinu because he made a Makom Kavua in Shul. Amr Bichel Amr Avuna Hayotzi Mebeisak Knesses Al Yafsiya Psiya Gas. If a person leaves Shul, he shouldn't take overly large steps. Amr Abaylo Amr Ella Lemeipak. That's only true when you're leaving shul. Ava lemeb, when you're coming into shul, mitzvah lemira. There's a mitzvah to run to shul. Shenemar near defal adas es Hashem. You have to run to pursue to know Hashem. So when you're going to shul, there's a mitzvah to run. When you're leaving shul, you have to walk slowly. Amr abzera mireishki ava chazina luhul rabban and dekara hatelefirka b'shabsa. Initially, when I used to see the rabbis running to the shir on Shabbos, right? They have to shir in the afternoon on Shabbos. Amina called mechalion rabban and shabsa. I used to think that the rabbanan were violating Shabbos. Why was this a violation of Shabbos to run? So the pashas is because Pesukim and Sefer Yeshaya described that Shabbos is supposed to be a day of mimso chepsucha v'daber dover, that there's a certain way you walk and talk and speak on Shabbos that's different than the rest of the week. So when you run on Shabbos, it indicates that you're effectively being machalel the kedusha of Shabbos by showing that it's just like a regular weekday. So the Gemara says, but kevon deshamana lahadir b'tan chamam rabbi Yishuv ben Levi liolam yara tzadim l'dvar halacha v'afilu Shabbos shenemar akarei Hashem yilechu k'aryeh yishag ananami rehidim. Once I heard the statement of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Rabbi Tanchum, who said that a person is supposed to run to hear a dvar halacha even on Shabbos, so I also started to run to the Shiran Shabbos as well. Amar Abizera, Agra de Pirka Rihata, the schar that one gets for going to the shir for this public lecture they used to give before the Yom Tov, they used to give these shiurim on various halacha, is the running to the shir. Meaning, even if you don't understand what's going on in the shir, but etzem the fact that you ran to the shir, that itself, that gives you schar. Amar Abai, Agra de Kala Duchka, the schar you get, right, the Kala, what was known in the Gemara as the Yarche Kala. Yarche Kala refers to these shiurim they used to have before the Chagim. They used to have a shir where they would go through drush and they would go through the halacha of the various Yom Tovim. So again, even if you don't understand everything that's going on there, but the duchka means that there were so many people cramped into this little space where they had a shear. So the fact that you sweated it out, you stayed there for the whole shear. So that also is enough reason to give you schar. Amarava agra de shmaita svara. The schar that one gets for learning Torah is a svara, is the sharp logic that one is able to attain based on his learning. Amra papa agra. The Beit Hamya Shtikusa, that the schar that one gets for, in other words, after death is the silence that follows. Amar Marzutra Agar the Tanisa Tzidka. So the schar you get for fasting, the Iker schar, is really the tzedakah that you give. Amar Rav Sheshes Agar the Hespeda Dilivai, that the schar for a hespade is primarily the levaya aspect. In other words, as Rashi says, it means to raise your voice to cry out over the mace. In other words, not just about the words that you said about the person, but the way that you express yourself. And Amar Avashi Agra de Hilule Mili, the sky that you get for being Mesameach Chasan Vekala is also about raising your voice in a way that's positive, in a way of bringing Simcha to them. Amar Avuna Kol Mispalal Achori Beis Hakneses Nikra Rasha. If you daven behind the shul, you're considered to be a Rasha. Shenemar Sviv Risha Im Yisalach. And the pasuk doesn't tell him that the Rishaim circle from behind, and the implication is that the guy is davening from behind. Amar Abaylo Amar Ela De Lomi Hadarapi Levi Kinesh. That's assuming that you're not facing the shul. If you're facing the shul, then it's not a problem. There was a guy who was davening behind the shul. He wasn't facing the shul. So what happened? Eliyahu Navi appeared to him like an Arab merchant. Amar lei, kadu bar kiyam kami marach. He said to him that the way that Rashi explains this phrase, he says that essentially you're davening to two gods. In other words, you're effectively saying they don't believe in one God. So shalaf safsera vikatli, he took some sort of a shovel or something like that, and he killed him because the way in which he was davening didn't look proper because he was davening outside of the shul. So therefore, it didn't look normal. And therefore, he says it's as if you're davening to a separate God. Ki'ilu, there's a God not inside of the shul. Amr le ahumi rabbanu le rabbi bar abayi v'amri le rabbi v'le rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. My krum zulus levnei adam. Pasuk says in Tehillim, right? Literally, what the words mean are right. That in other words, that for people, the way that they relate to Hashem is a very basic idea. Right? Krum zulus means like a person debases himself. So what does that mean? Amr le elu dvarim she'omdim berumo shalolom uvnei adam ezalz lima. These refer to things that in their essence are very lofty and are very idealistic, very high things, and yet people degrade them. People don't treat them with the proper respect. So what are they referring to? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dami Travayu, Kevin said it's Tarich Adam Lebrios, pun of Mishdanus Kikrum. When a person needs to rely on other people, his face starts to change colors. In other words, it's very embarrassing to go to ask people for money, things like that. Shademar Kurum Zlos Levnei Adam. So my Kurum, what does that word mean? Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar, Uf Echad Yesh Bekrake Hayam Ukrum Shemo. There's a bird out that flies out over the ocean. That's the name of the bird is called Krum. V'chevan shechama zorachas, when the sun shines, mishapich lechama gavanin, so that bird emits many different colors. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Travayu, ki'ilu nidon b'shnei dinim, eshu mayim. Shenemer herkavta enosh l'rashinu, banu b'eshu v'mayim. That if a person has to rely on other people, so again, it's as if you're being judged with fire and water. It's an incredibly intense and embarrassing experience that a person goes through. V'am Rabbi Chalba, Amar Avuna, li'ol mi ha'adam zar b'tilas ha'min. A person has to be exceptionally careful when it comes to davening mincha. Sha'arei Elio lo nana ela betilas ha-mincha. Elio was only answered by mincha. She'emar vahi ba'alos ha-mincha vayagish Elio ha-navi vayomer anini Hashem anini. Right? So Elio davened at tefilas mincha. This is the story from Sefer Malachim when Elio was at Har HaKarmel and he was having this whole back and forth of the Ovdei HaBaal trying to prove that God was real and not Baal. So he davened to Hashem at tefilas ha-mincha to answer him. Anini shatirat eshman ha-shamayim anini shelo yomer ma'isek shafim. So number one, he davened, let a fire come down from heaven and consume this carbon on the Mizbeach. And number two, let not the people think that this was all sorcery and witchcraft. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Betilas Arvis, he also became a davening Maariv. Shemar Tiko Tilasik Torah Lefanecha Masas Kapi Minchas Arev. It says that you have to arrange your tefillah. It has to be pleasing like the Torah, and that's referring to the tefillah you say in the evening, referring to Maariv. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Av Tefillah Shachris Shenemar Hashem Boker Tishma Koli Boker Arach Lecha Va'atzapet. Even Shachris also, because the pasuk says that in the morning the Kodesh Baruch Hu hears your tefillos. V'amr Bichal V'amr Avuna Kol Anena Misudas Chasid Ve'ino Mesamecho Over B'Chamisha Kolos. If a person partakes and gets hana from the suda of a chasan v'kala, but is not mesamech lechasan, he's in violation of the five kolos. What does that mean? Shenemar Kol Sason V'Kol. So in other words, you violate the pasuk in Yirmiyah that describes these five kolos. You're in violation of these five kolos if you're not mesameach lechasan. So the Gemara says, "Im mesamecho maschara." What's your schar if you are mesameach? Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi zochel leTorah shenitna b'chamisha kolos. You zochel to Torah. Torah was given with chamisha kolos. And Amar vahiva yom hashlishi bechios haboker vahi kolos uvrakim vanan kaved alar v'kol shofar vahi kol hashofar v'ha elokim ya'anenu v'kol. Parash Tisra, the word kol or variation of the word kol comes up five times. Therefore, if you're mesameach chasan v'kala, you'll be zochet to Torah. Asks the Gemara, "Ini, is that really true?" V'haksiv, it says, "V'chala amro emes hakolos osan kolos to kodem ma'an Torah havu." Those kolos that are described in Parashat Yisro happened before the Torah was actually given. So how can you say that those kolos are gonna make you zochet to Torah? So Gemara says, "Rabbi Avahu Amar ki'ilu hikriv toda shenemar mivim toda beis Hashem." It says if you offered a carbon toda when you're mesameach chasan v'kala, and Nachman b'Yisrael Amar ki'ilu bana achas michurvos. It's as if you restored and rebuilt one of the ruins of Yerushalayim when you're mesameach chasan v'kala. And if a person has yiras shamayim, his words will be heard. Shenemar sof davar hakol nishma es ha'elokim yira. Pasuk at the end of Kohelet says that the bottom line, the end of the day, is everything. All that matters is that you should listen to the words of Hashem. My kizeh kol ha'adam. What is the very end of that pasuk says that this is the essence of man. The essence of man is to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to follow Torah mitzvos. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So he says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'olam kulo lo niver ela b'shilzah. The whole world was only created for this person. In other words, a person should always view himself, right? This is the famous concept of Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, to view the world as if it was created only for me. In other words, everything in this world is there for me, and I'm supposed to take advantage of it. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Amar Shkol Zeh Keneged Kol Ha'olam Kulo. This person, meaning me, I'm worth the equivalent of the entire world. Rabbi Shimon Ben Azeh Omer V'Amri La Rabbi Shimon Ben Zoma Omer Kol Ha'olam Kulo Lo Nivra El Letzavus Lazeh. Another way to understand is that the entire world was created for me to benefit from. Everything, in other words, these three statements are basically saying the same idea, that everything in this world is there for me, for the taking, and I'm supposed to take advantage of everything that's going on in the world. Let's say you know your friend always greets you every single morning, always says good morning to you. So then, Then it's a good idea that you should be the first person to greet him before he can greet you. The pasuk says Bakish Shalom Viradfei. It says you should pursue peace. You should be active about it. You should be the person to greet him, and not the other way around. If you don't return the greeting to a person after he greets you, it's as if you stole the greeting from him.
Going to the top of Daf Zayin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Yishim Rabbi Yosi. Minayin Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu Mispal. I know that Hashem davens. Shenamar says in Sefer Yeshaya v'Haviyosim al Harkachi v'Simachtim v'Veis Tfilasi. It says that I'm going to bring these korbanos to the Harkachi, to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm going to rejoice v'Veis Tfilasi in my house of prayer. So the Gemara says Tfilasam lo namar. It doesn't say their place of prayer. El Tfilasi. Minayin Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu Mispal. You see, Hashem says my house of prayer. Meaning Hashem says, you see from here that Hashem davens. So my Masli, what is Hashem daven? Amar of Zutra Bartuvia Amar Rav, Yiratzon Milifanai, Sheikh Bashu Rachamias Kasi, Via Golu Rachami Amidosi, the Esnahig im Banai Bidas Rachami, the Akanis Lev Lifimishers. And then we say a variation of this in the morning, but we say it as referring to Hashem. When Hashem says that, he's talking about himself. He's saying that I should hold back any anger against my children, against Klal Yisrael, and I should only act with Rachamim towards them. So he says, this is the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Hani Amar Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha, famous Gemara. Pamachas, Nichnasti Lahakjuk Torus Lefnai Velefnaim. One time I went to go offer the Ktores and the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. V'ra'isi achtarika kashem tzvakos shu yoshev akisei rav nisa. This is one of the malachim. Some of the malachim are manifestations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You know, the most obvious example is the Parshas Vayira, right? The malach that speaks to Avram. That malach is not just a malach. That malach is actually a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I don't know what exactly the difference between that and a regular malach is, but this malach in this Gemara also, the Gemara calls him achtarika kashem tzvakos. This malach was a manifestation of Hashem, not just a malach on a mission. So he sees the image of this malach who represents Hashem sitting on this very lofty, elevated throne. For Amar Li, Yishmael Bini, Barchini, he says Yishmael, right? He turns to the Kohen Gadol, he says, give me a bracha. Amarti lo yihiratzom milafanecha, sheyich b'shu rachamecha es kascha, v'yogolu rachamecha amdosecha, v'sisna higim banecha, v'midas harachamim, v'sikanis lehem l'fim yishar zedin. So this is the tefillah that we say, but he was talking towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nanei ali b'rosho, so the malach nodded his head. V'kamash v'lan, you see from here, shalot tehe birka sedra kala b'necha, meaning, yes, you know, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha Kohen Gadol may have been the greatest person in Klal Yisrael, but there's no way he was anywhere close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see this idea that even when a regular person gives you a bracha, don't take it lightly. Even though he's blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't take it lightly. How do you know that you shouldn't try to calm a person down when he's really angry? Pasuk says in Kisisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Cheda Eagle, right, he says that he was really angry and he says, leave me alone. Don't try and calm me down. Wait until my anger abates, till I calm down, and then you can try to appease me. Asks the Gemara, does Hashem ever get angry? Where it says, in, he does. The Sanya says in Tehillim, kills Zoeim b'chol yom, that Hashem gets angry every day. How long is his anger? Rega. How long is that? So echad mechamishas ribo ushmona salaf and ushmona meos ushmona ushmona b'sha. In other words, it's 1,588 of a second. It's a very, very small amount of time. So the Gemara says, "Vizohi rega." That's how long a rega is. Right? No one could figure out when exactly that moment was, except for Bilam. The pasuk describes in this expression describes Bilam as a person who knew he was able to figure out the way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu operated. So the Gemara asks, "What do you mean?" Bilam couldn't even figure out how his donkey could see a malach. He didn't understand how animals worked, and yet he understood a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He knew the exact moment every day when Hashem got angry. This is also the Shiksav Torah from Sefer Micha. It says, "Amischar na mayoat Balak Melech Moav." Right, so it says, "Look at the advice that was given to the Balak." Then the pasuk ends off, "May leman das tzidkos Hashem." What is that referring to? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar leMakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, "Du kamet tzidkos asisi imachem." See how many acts of righteousness that I've done with you. I never once got angry during the days of Bilam. Because if I got angry, not a single Jew would have survived. Because if Bilam was trying to find the one moment that Hashem got angry, so had I got angry even once during that time period, so no Jew would be left. Bilam says to Balak, what do you want from me? Hashem hasn't gotten angry. So you see, Befer, so Hashem didn't get angry during that time. V'chama zamo, we said, how long does Hashem get angry for? It's a rega. V'chama rega, amar Rabbi Yavina, v'tim Rabbi Yavina, rega kamimre, just means like saying one word. When you say one word, that's a rega. U'menolam de rega, I know that Hashem is angry for that, for a rega, every day. Shenemar, it says, ki rega ve'apo chayim b'ritzono, right, that Hashem gets angry for it, for a rega. Wait for a rega until Hashem's anger passes. the imas rasach. When does Hashem get angry? Amar Rabbi Bahanach tlas shoy kamaisa, during the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chivra karbalta de tarnagola, right, when the crest of the chicken turns white. The koyach ad karen, it stands on one leg. Kol shaita v'shaita nami koyach. And we're saying the chicken stands on one leg all the time. So the Gemara says no. Kol shaita is be shriyaki sumke. Now he shaita leis be shriyaki sumke. Generally, the chicken, even if it stands on one leg, doesn't have this like red crest on top of its head. But the moment that Hashem gets angry, the chicken has this red crest, which is a symbol that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is getting angry. Where it says, Ahud Seduki, the Hava Beshevi, Vusei de Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. There's a certain Seduki, a person who didn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, who lived in the area of Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Hava Kavitzarli, Tuva Bekrai. He would always bother him with his psukim. He would constantly quote him psukim from Tanakh to try and disprove his belief in Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Gemara says, Yomachad, Shakla Tarnagola, the Okme Bekari da Arsa, the Ayin Be. So one day, he took a chicken and he put it between the bedpost of the Seduki and he left the chicken there. So he says, Savar, Kimata, Hishaita, Altia. He says, I'm going to look at the chicken, and when the moment comes that Hashem gets angry and we notice the crest turns red, I'm going to curse this guy so he can die. So what happened? Kimata, Hahushaita, Naim. He fell asleep when the moment came. Amar, Shmamina, Allah, Vorachalam, you see that it's not normal to do such a thing. Why? Because Varacha, Baba, Kol Ma'asav, Ksiva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is a God of mercy. You don't go around cursing people whenever you feel like it. Uksiv, it says in Mishlei, Kabanosh, La Tzadik, Lotov. It's not good for a Tzadik to be, you know, meeting out punishment towards other people. When all the kings are getting up and they're bowing to the sun, right? They're sacrificing the sun. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Tova Mardus Achas Beliba Shel Adam Yoser Mikama Malkius. One act of rebellion in a person's heart is more effective than hitting him with many lashes. Shenemar V'radifa Es Me'ahaveha V'amira E'lecha V'ashuva El Ishi Arishon Kitov Li'az Me'ata. It's a pasuk in Hosea. Sefer Hosea is mostly a mashal for, in other words, Hosea marries, Hashem tells Hosea to marry an Isha Zona, and a lot of that is a mashal for Klal Yisrael who have strayed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person has this sort of rebellion and sort of regret that he realizes that his initial situation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is better than it is now, that has more of an impact on him than, you know, beating him up and telling him to follow Torah Mitzvos, because that's not going to do anything. It's even more effective than 100 lashes, because the pasuk says in Mishlei that instead of, you know, giving Musr and giving Tochacha to a person who has understanding, that's more effective than giving 100 lashes to a fool who's not going to receive or accept any of the Musr that you give. Moshe requested three things from Hashem and they were all granted to him. He requested that the Shechina should rest on Klal Yisrael, that was granted to him. Shenemar, it says, Halo v'lechtecha imanu, right, that the Shechina is going to be with us. He requested the Shechina should not rest on the other nations. Shenemar, that we're separated from the other nations. And then Bikesh Lahudio Durakash Lakarish Baruch Venasal. He wanted to know the ways of Hashem. That was also granted to Shana Amar, Hodi Inina as Durachecha. So Amr Lapan of Ribbon Shalom. Mnema, Yesh Tzadik Vitolo, Yesh Tzadik Viralo, Yesh Rasha Vitolo, Yesh Rasha Viralo, right? One of the most famous questions ever asked in history, right? It's called in English called theodicy. Theodicy means that why do good things happen to bad people and vice versa, or why do bad things happen to bad people and good things, right? All these kinds of questions. Moshe asked these questions to Hashem. So Amr Lo, Moshe. Tzadik v'tovlo, he says, tzadik v'tovlo is a tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo is a tzadik ben Rasha. Rasha v'tovlo is a Rasha ben tzadik. Rasha v'ralo is a Rasha ben Rasha. It's a very simplistic answer, but basically what Hashem says to Moshe is that it depends who you are. If you're a tzadik ben tzadik, then things will be good for you. If you're a tzadik ben Rasha, that's tzadik v'ralo, because you have bad lineage, because you come from, you know, bad lineage, so that's why bad things would happen. If you're a Rasha ben tzadik, then you can have good things happen to you. If you're a Rasha ben Rasha, then bad things will happen to you also. Amar Mar, Tzadik v'tovlo, Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik v'ralo, Tzadik ben Rasha. Asks the Gemara, Ini, is that really true? The pasuk says, Kokeir avon avos al banim, uchsiv uvanim lo yumesu al avos. It says that on the one hand, the pasuk says that the children get punished for the sins of the father, and yet the pasuk also says that children don't get killed for the sins of the father. So it seems to be a stira. Uremina krayadadi. So it's Sukkim seem to be contradictory. So the Gemara says, "Meshanin lo kachia hakesha ochse ma'aseh avosem b'dayam hakesha inochse ma'aseh avosem b'dayam." If you continue in the ways of your fathers, then you're going to get punished for what they did. If you forsake and you go away from what your fathers did, then you're not going to get held accountable for their actions. Ella haki kamer. This is what the Gemara meant. Tzadik v'tovlo is a tzadik gomer, meaning a person who is completely righteous. Tzadik v'ralo is a tzadik she'inu gomer. Rasha v'tovlo is a rasha she'inu gomer. Rasha v'ralo is a rasha gomer. Really, it basically depends on your level of either evil or righteousness that will determine whether you get afflicted or. or not. This is against Rameir. Dom Rameir, Shtayim Nasnulo, Va'achas Lo Nasnulo. According to Rameir, Moshe Rabbeinu was only granted his first two requests, but his third request of let me know your ways was not granted to him. Shenemar, V'chanosia Sasher Achon, Afal Pi She'eno Hagan, meaning you should pardon those people even if they don't deserve it. V'richamtia Sasher Arachim, and show mercy, Afal Pi She'eno Hagan. Right? So he was saying, Takar Shbaruchu, you should forgive those people even if they don't deserve it. V'yomer Lo Suchala Rosas Panai. So Hashem says, you're not able to see my face. Tanu Mishpeid Rabbi Yishuv Ben Karcha, Kach Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Kisher Ratzisi Lo Ratzisa Achsha Shata Rotze Eini Rotze. He says initially when I wanted to make you the leader of Klal Yisrael, so Moshe was refusing and didn't want to be appointed. So now Hashem says, now that finally you want something from me, so I'm not going to give it to you, right? You Moshe want me to show my face to you, so he says I'm not going to do that. Upliga Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. That's against what Shmuel said. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan. Bischar Shalosh Zachal LeShalosh. What does that mean? Bischar Vayaster Moshe Pana, because Moshe turned his face away when he was first at the snap our shmos. He was too scared to look at the Shechina. So as a result, Zachal cluster upon him. He was Zocha to have this radiant image on his face. We don't know if the parsh ki sisa or ki karan or panav. He had this light shining off his face. Because he was scared to turn towards the Shechina, therefore people were scared of approaching him. And Bischar may habit for the fact that he didn't look at the Shechina, Zachal levismunas Hashem yabit. He was Zocha to be able to look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu and see him directly. So you see that according to Rosh Hashanah Nachmini, Moshe did see HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. That request was granted. Pasuk says in Parsh Kisisa V'Hasirosias Kapiv Ra'isas Achorai, Hashem says, I'm going to remove the palm of my hand and you're going to see the back of my head. Amar Rav Chana Bar Bismam Rosh Hashanah Chassidim Alamid Shera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kesher Shel Tfilin. Hashem showed Moshe the knot on the back of his tefillin. Whenever Hashem makes a proclamation for good, so Hashem will never retract from that, even if it's on a condition. He says that Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to wipe out the Jewish people. I'm going to start all over from you. I'm going to make you into a great nation. So even though Moshe davened that gzera should be batel, and it was, Hashem did not end up wiping out the Jewish people. But nonetheless, that promise that Moshe would become a great nation was fulfilled by in his children. It says in Divrei Hayamim, B'nei Moshe Gershom Ve'Eliezer Ve'Yehu B'nei Eliezer Rechavia was Moshe's grandson, and he had a tremendous amount of children. So that bracha that was supposed to be fulfilled in Moshe Rabbeinu was fulfilled in his grandchildren. The Tani Rav Yosef Lamala Nishishim Rebo. Right, he had upwards of 600,000 people in his camp. Asio Revia Revia Ksev Hacha Ravu Lamal. It says that the sons of Rechavia, there were many. Ksev Hasim Bnei Yisrael Paruva Yeshetzu Vayibu Parshmos. It says that the Bnei Yisrael were multiplying rapidly. Amrav Yochanan Mishum Rishon Ben Yochai. Yom Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olam Lo Haya Adam Shekaru La Kadosh Baruch Adon Ad Sheba Avram VeKaru Adon Shene Amar VaYomer Hashem BaMa'ida Ki Yirash. Nobody called Hashem Adon, as in the word that we use Aleph Dal Nun Yud, referring to the fact that Hashem is a master, until Avram Avinu came around and did so. Amar Rav Av Daniel Onana Elo Mishul Avram. Daniel was only answered when he was in the lion's den because of Avram. Shene Amar VaTashma Alokino Tilas Avdecha. We say this in Tachanun on Mondays and Thursdays. VaTashma Alokino Tilas Avdecha Yal Tachanunav VeHa'er Panecha Mikdashecha Hashem. The pasuk should have said that you should answer me for your sake. It's because of Laman Hashem, meaning Aleph Dal Nun Yud, because Avram called Hashem a master. That was the reason why Daniel was saved. Don't try to appease a person when he's angry. When Hashem created the world, right? No one had ever thanked Hashem for anything until Leah, when her fourth son Yehuda was born, because now she finally got more than her share, because each of the 40 males were only deserved to have, right? I'm sorry, each of Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah, theoretically only deserved to have three children each. So when she had her fourth child, she got more than she deserved. She thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ruvain, why was he called Ruvain? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Leah, Re'u Ma Bein Beni Levain Chami. See the difference between my son and the son of my brother-in-law, meaning Esav. The Ilu Ben Chami, Afagav Demi Daite Zavne Libchi Rusei Dichsev, Vayim Kores Bechorasol Yaakov, Chazu Maksiv Bey, Vayistomi Esav Es Yaakov, Uchsev Vayomer Hachi Karashmo, Yaakov Ayaakov, Eni Zef Amayim, right? Esav willingly sold the Bechorah to Yaakov, and he still wanted to kill Yaakov for tricking him, and yet, the Ilu Beni, my son Ruvain, Afagav Dal Karche Shakle Yosef Libchi Rusei, even though Yosef forcibly took the Bechorah away from Ruvain, right? Libchi Rusei Minei, Dichsev Uvchalo Yitzuei Aviv Nitna Bechorasol Vnei Yosef because Reuven defiled the bed of his father by switching around the beds with Bilhah. So therefore, he lost the Bechora. He wasn't jealous of Yosef. Reuven tried to save Yosef after he was thrown into the pit by the other brothers. Rus, why was she called Rus? My Rus. Rabbi Yochanan, Shazach Saviyatza Mimenu David, Shariveyu Lahakarish Baruchu, Beshiros Nesheshbachos. Right? Rus, because she had the seven David HaMelech, who would, the word Rivahu literally means to intoxicate. David HaMelech made all of these Shiros with the Shbachos, Tehillim, and all these praises that he would basically sing towards Hakarish Baruchu. Menol in the Shmagar, and we're asked, how do you know that there's something in a name? How do you know that a person's name has some sort of impact on who they are? Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Krad says in Tehillim, Luchu Chazu Mifalo. It says that if you see the wonders of Hashem that He has laid, that He's made the world desolate. So the Gemara says you should read that word not as shamos, which means desolation, but rather as a name. You see the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way He operates the world, that through a person's name, certain things can happen to that person based on their name. Having a bad person or a bad influence in your household is even more negative than the war of Gog u'Magog. Mizmor leDavid bevarchom ibnei Avshalom beno. That David wrote it the third paragraph of Tehillim when he was running away from his son Avshalom, was trying to kill him. Hashem mara butzarai rabim kamim alai. Hashem, he says, how many tzaras have piled up on me? Ve'ilu gabim lachem is Gog u'Magog ksev. Lama rikshu goyim ulumim yagurik. Ve'ilu mara butzarai lo ksev. The Psukim in Tehillim, when they describe Mechem as Gogu Mug, we talk about how awful it is, but it never says Mara Butzarai, how many tzaras am I experiencing, which is what David says by Avshalom. So the Gemara asks, Mizmor le David, Bechom Menei Avshalom Abino, Mizmor le David, Kino le David, Mibayle. Why does David use the word Mizmor? Mizmor implies something good, something positive. He's running away from being killed from his son Avshalom. He should have said Kina, a eulogy, something negative. So Amar Rav Shemo ben Avishalom, Mashalom Adavar Doma, La'adam Sheyatza Alam Shtarachov, Kodem Shepro Hayatzov, La'akar Shepro Sameach. Right? If a person has a debt to pay, so before he pays the debt up, he's upset that he has his debt overhanging him. Right? But once he pays the debt up, so he's very happy. So David. When Hashem first told him that I'm going to bring someone evil from your household, he was very upset. Amar Shema, Eved O Mamzer, who the Lochai is alive. He says, maybe it's going to be one of my Avadim, or it's going to be a Mamzer who won't have any pity on me, he's just going to kill me. But when he saw it was only his son Avshalom who was trying to kill him, so he says, at least Avshalom, there's a chance we'll have some sort of mercy on me because I'm his father, so he was happy in that context that it wasn't someone else who was trying to kill him. You're allowed to incite, to start, to instigate with Rishayim in this world. Those people who forsake the Torah, you can start up with. You can start up with Rishayim in this world. Right? That you, again, that's the impossible. You can start up with the Rishayim. If a person is going to whisper to you and say, what do you mean? Not to start up with such people. So Emerlo, you should tell him, Yishalibo Nokvo Omerkin, only a person whose heart is banging, meaning he's not secure with himself, would ever say such a thing. So what does that pasuk mean in Tehillim? Ella, Al Tiskar Mamareim means Leos Kamareim. Al Tikani Bose Avla, Leos Kose Avla, meaning don't be like them, don't emulate their ways, but it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to start up with them. But Omer, Al Yikane Lebechabachatim, Kim Biyiras Hashem Kol Yom. Don't be jealous of those people who are sinning, but rather of the people who are fearing Hashem. Any answer is that true? Rabbi Yitzchak, Imra Isa Rasha Hashem Besachek Eslo Al Tizgarabo Shemar Yechil Drachav V'Cholitz. If you see that things are good for a Rasha, don't start up with him. V'lo Oed Elisha Zocha Badid Shemar Marom Mishmatachem Yinedo. He's going to beat you in judgment if you try to start up with him. V'lo Oed Elisha Roa Bitzarav. He's going to overcome his enemies. Shemar Koltso Rav Yafiach. He's going to blow down all of his enemies. So he says, Lo Kasha Halamili Didei Halamili Shmai. It depends if the Rasha is starting up with you personally or starting up with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Starting up with you personally, then you have to let it go. If you're starting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then even if he's Russia who's being successful, you have to stand up. They're both talking about when he's starting with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The difference is whether the Russia is currently successful or not. A third possibility, depends if you are a tzaddik gomer or not. Why do you stand around when the Russia swallows someone more righteous than him? So the Gemara asks,
a tzaddik. V'aksev Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. V'aksev lo yunel tzaddik kolav. And Hashem doesn't allow tzaddikim to be harmed by their rishayim. El tzaddik mimenu boleya tzaddik gomer eno boleya. It means that a rasha can swallow someone who is more righteous than him, but someone who is completely righteous, the tzaddik gomer, cannot be harmed by rasha. If you're a tzaddik gomer, according to this pshat in the Gemara, then you can start with the rasha. The Vibay said, before the answer, Shabbos acheches lo shayni. Things are good for the rasha, you should never start up with. If you set a place for your davening of makom kavua, all your enemies will fall underneath you. Shenemar v'samti makom la'amili Yisrael untativ v'shachan tachto v'lo yir gazov v'lo yusifu b'nei avol la'anoso ka'asher barishona. If you have a set place for where you're davening, none of your enemies will be able to harm you. Rav Huna Ramei k'siv la'anoso. On the one hand, the pasuk says to harm, to afflict, k'siv lechaloso, to wipe you out. So the Gemara says v'tchila la'anoso ulevesof lechaloso. So if you don't have a makom kavua, first they're going to afflict you, and eventually they're going to actually come to wipe you out. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai gedola shimusha shel Torah yoser milimuda. When you're mishamish a talmid chacham, if you go around a talmid chacham and just follow him around, see how he acts, that's even greater than actually learning Torah. Shenemar Elisha ben Shafanah sheyotzak mayim al yidei Eliyahu. It says that Elisha, his number one feature was the fact that he poured water on the hands of Eliyahu Hanavi. Lamad lo nemar el yotzak. The finding criteria is the fact that he poured water on his hands, and not the fact that he learned Torah by it. Amarli Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman, my time alo asay mar levei kenish letzuli. Why do you come to shul to daven today? Amarli lo yochel, I wasn't able to. Amarli lichnufei lemaras harulis. So why didn't you gather a minion of people in your house and we could have made a minion there? Amarli tricha li milse, it was too difficult for me. So why didn't you at least time your davening to fit with the tzibur when the tzibur was davening? So Amar Lei to Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, my dechsev anis tzilasi l'cha Hashem Yisrael on top of the chesman of imasai Yisrael. So Meshachet Zerispal, the best time, the optimal time to daven is when the tzibur is davening. That's the best time for a person to engage in tefillah. Fine, do a job more. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ko Amar Hashem Be'is Ratzon, and he's going to answer you at a time of goodwill. Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha, Hein Kel Kabir V'lo Yamas. Hashem is a God of grace, and he doesn't despise your tefillah. Uchsev Padav Shalom Nafshi Mikiravli Kiver Rabim Hayun Ledi. When you're Berabim, Hashem will answer your tefillahs. Tan Nam Yachi. Rabbi Nasan Amar Nayin Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mois Betzilas Hashorabim. How do you know that Hashem doesn't despise the tefillah of the Rabim? Shemar Hein Kel Kabir V'lo Yamas. Uchsev Padav Shalom Nafshi Mikiravli. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Osik V'Torah V'Gnulas Chasadim U'Mispalim Matzibur. If you dive in the tzibur and you learn Torah and do chesed, Hashem considers it as if you redeemed his children from amongst the nations of the world. If you have a shul in your town and you don't go to the shul to dive in, you're called an evil neighbor. So Hashem says he's referring to all the evil people, all the evil neighbors who won't get a share in the land in Eretz Yisrael. And he caused galus to happen to him and his children. I'm going to drive you out of the land. Okay, well, we'll stop here for now.